My name is Sabrina Knowles. I'm 44 years old. I live in the beautiful Bahamas, and I have a husband and two kids. I was healthy for years. I mean, I was living the best life. My career was taking off. I was in IT from then. I was working. I was traveling for the company I was with, for the bank I was working for, and I was very much into my career, and everything was going really well. I got married when I was 21 years old, and things were still going really well. And then I would say, scale of 1 to 10, my quality of life at that point was probably a 10. Now, I would say if I go back to when I was a child with the asthma and the, you know, I guess complications from being a bit overweight or whatever, I would say I was more like a 7, you know, that's 6, 7. But at that point, once I lost that weight in my later teens, and I just stayed there, and I, you know, focused on my career, focused on my college, I was really booming, and I was feeling really good, you know. So I definitely was a 10 then, and that went on for a good few years, I guess, even after I got married. I got pregnant. I was 3 years married, and then I got pregnant at 24 years old. And I was still feeling really good, you know, things was going well. And then just one day, I actually started to lose the baby. And I had to go on bed rest, and because I was spotting and stuff like that. So I had to go on bed rest. And I did not know that was the start of a whole lot of things coming for me. So I would say for the most of the pregnancy, I was on bed rest. And then I was 2 months pregnant then, and I stayed on it off and on for the majority of it. Then I got diagnosed with this and that, and it was a struggle in the pregnancy. The entire pregnancy was just a real struggle. And then I actually lost use of my hands when I was about 7 months pregnant. In fact, we had our baby shower. You know, it was all a surprise. It was really well, but I couldn't open the gifts. You know, everybody sits down, opens the gifts, and my husband had to sit next to me and actually open the gifts for me, because I literally could have only put my hands in my lap. I was able to use my hands minimally, but to do pretty much intricate things or just things, it was so much pain, and they were always so swollen, and you know, and I did not know that that was definitely a start of something bigger. And so I went on, my son came premature, actually. He ended up in the hospital, and it was a rough time too with that whole situation. He actually couldn't take my breast milk, and that's what was making him sick. And we found that out when he was about 7 weeks old, and we had to just cease him breastfeeding. And once we did that, his condition cleared up right away. You know, you usually go for your 6-week visit, and I went for that, and I noticed that the shoulder was painful, and so I went, and my doctor told me prior to that, she was like, well, your hands are going to get back to normal after the pregnancy. And I said, okay, great, glad to hear that, and everything is going to get back to normal after pregnancy, and that was great to hear that. But this is now 7-8 weeks later, and my hands are still a mess, and even worse than they were at that point when they started. And then my shoulder's now a mess, and she's now saying, hey, my doctor's saying, hey, you probably need to go see a rheumatologist. I went to see a rheumatologist, a local rheumatologist here, and I just told him what was happening with my hands and then my shoulder, and he said, okay, he just wrote up with some steroids, and he said, take them. And I'm like, what am I taking them for? And he said, well, just take them. And he never gave me any explanation. And I'm kind of stubborn, so I knew steroids wasn't good for you, so I just decided not to take them. And I really honestly never did. I got prescribed them many times after that. But so I, my stubborn self decided not to go back to see him, and I would just wait this out because I'm gonna be fine. So I tried. You know, I went to the gym, and I was working out, thinking that if I lost the weight, which I was told by the doctors, once you lose the weight, you're going to feel better. And so I said, okay, sure. So I, you know, watched what I ate and I worked out, and my hands were far worse at this point. And and then the shoulder went. And then it was like, okay, now we're, and maybe I damaged this in the gym, you know, and that's what I'm thinking. And so at that stage, I finally I needed help with my hands, because I needed to, I went into my son when I was about a year old, because I didn't want to do anything until I knew he was, you know, able to at least walk around. So I went to see another doctor, who said, hey, you have Decorvane disease. So I said, okay. So he said, you have to get an operation on both hands. So I said, okay, you know, but I also have a shoulder issue, and then I have a left knee issue. Yeah, but they're not related at all. You know, you have to get the surgery in your hands in order to feel better. So I had to go, and I think I took about 2 months before I actually went to go do the surgery with him. And I remember I was laying there, and they cut open both hands, and they did whatever they do. And I was definitely without use of my hands for about, I want to say, about 4 weeks after that. So I was, everything had to be done for me at that point. And it's a good thing I have a really good husband, because he did a whole lot during this whole process. So now I'm 25 years old, and I'm, I have my first child, my hands are a mess, and I'm healing with these hands, and I'm wondering what's going on with my body, because it's not just my hands anymore. Like I said, it's both shoulders now, and now a knee. And I'm being told by doctors, this is all in your head. All of this is in your head. Okay, so it's all in my head. So I said, even at one point I got prescribed antidepressants, because it's all in my head. So that didn't go well. So the quality of life is going down rapidly here, you know. So I went back to work after my son, worked for over a year, and then like I said, I'd gotten a surgery not too long after. And then I was like, you know, something isn't right, and I'm not feeling right, and maybe it's the stress of going back to work. So I ended up quitting my job and staying home with my son. And I stayed home for only a year, because honestly, I like to work. That's just how I am. Plus, you know, he was starting to go to preschool, and I was like, you know what, let me just go back to work. And so I went back to work, and the pains were now in my lower back so bad. I cannot forget those pains, because that stayed with me for, you know, I'll get to that, but many years after that. So I went to see another specialist right locally, and she said to me, hey, you have a fibromyalgia. So I said, okay, what is that? Well, at that point, I think it was 2003, and they didn't seem to know much about fibromyalgia at that point. So she was like, well, you know, right. And I think that was one of the first times I got prescribed antidepressants, because that was a treatment for fibromyalgia. And then she said, well, but your lower back and your neck pain, it must not be related to the fibromyalgia. That makes no sense. She said, I think it's because you have large breasts. And I did. So I was like, okay. She said, I think you need to get a breast reduction. So I said, at that point, it was so much pain. I was like, whatever it takes, let's just do it. And I must say, my mother tried to talk me out of it. Kind of wish I listened to her. But I was in so much pain, especially in my neck and my lower back. I said, whatever it takes. And I went under the knife again, and I got a breast reduction done. And I say a few months later, I may have had a slight bit of relief in my neck, probably slight. And my shoulders remained the same. She did tell me too, my shoulders should clear up too, because of the bra straps straining the shoulders. And I was like, okay. And I mean, they did reduce them quite a bit, but still, you know, just a slight change in my neck. So then my husband and I, we went to New York, and we went to New York Center for Joint Diseases. I remember that visit. In fact, I went quite a number of places other than doctors locally. And they couldn't come up with anything, really. You know, it was kind of like a dead end again. I had a lot of dead ends, actually. That I think after that, that was probably 2005. And then I would say, I'm just trying to remember. I saw a number of specialists, a thyroid specialist as well. Nothing was wrong with my thyroid. The doctor who did suggest I get a breast reduction and said that there is some issue with my thyroid, but it's very minor, nothing to worry about. So that's why I ended up pursuing a thyroid specialist here, who then told me, nah, nothing's wrong, you know, everything's fine. So I said, okay. Now this time, every joint in my body is just, feel like it's collapsing. The pain is just all through my body. My muscles are twitching. My skin, my muscles are burning. You touch my skin, my muscle will burn. It was just intense. I had so many symptoms. It was from one thing to the next. It was a lot of stomach issues, a lot of dry skin, a lot of sleep. I could not sleep. I did not sleep for about 17 years properly. I will never forget that, of all things. To be honest with you, I don't think anyone who knew me knew what I was going through, because every day I had to be a normal person. Because like a lot of doctors told me, it was all in my head. So I wanted to believe that and just be normal like everybody else. So I just lived a normal life. I did get some relief during from when I was pregnant with my son to until I came across the best thing ever. was in 2008, I went to Cuba for treatment. And I did ozone therapy, and I did, a lot of rehab, and different things like that. And I must say, I think where I moved, took myself out of a stressful situation. I was just being home, and as well as we had just opened up our first business a couple of years prior to that. I think maybe, I was like, okay, maybe that's what it is. It's just a bunch of stress. So I had relief for about 8 months. It came right back. And when it came back worse than ever. It came back. And I was like, wow. I really thought I was going to, I was getting somewhere. But it came back, and it was terrible. And at that point, I started to want to give up. I was like, forget it. I'll just suffer. So, but I didn't think it could get any worse. But that was another lie I was telling myself. Besides, it's all in my head. In 2011, and of course, I'm missing out a whole lot of doctors. In between all of that, besides fibromyalgia, I was told I had thyroiditis. I had myasthenia gravis, I was told. Ankylosing spondylitis was the what I was diagnosed actually from 2003 in my back. And I was told, 10 years I'll be in a wheelchair, and that was. I would have been in 2012. I guess I would have been in that wheelchair. But anyway, and so in all that time, I'm being diagnosed with a whole lot of different things. IBS, chronic fatigue. Well, of course, that came with another doctor who had already been diagnosed with fibromyalgia years before that. And all of these things. Oh, arthritis, when I'm getting to that. We were sitting there, we were watching this program called Mystery Diagnosis, I think. And it was this doctor who had the patient had exactly what was going on with me. That's how it just seemed. And so, we got the doctor's information who helped her, and we were like, she was in Texas. And we were like, yep, we're going to Texas. And you better believe, in a few months, we were in Texas seeing that doctor. And when we went there, she said, you have PCOS. And she showed me, and it was really like a bad case of PCOS. So I said, oh yeah, we found the answer again. So I was pre-diabetic. And that is where she said that, well, these pains and joint issues and problems, they don't seem to be related to the PCOS, but let's go see a specialist. And between her and the specialist, I was told I'd polyarthritis, but I was like, hey, it's just another label being put on me. I think I was getting used at that point, but I didn't mind treating this PCOS, so I went on glucophage, and I think it was something else, I don't remember, and it was okay in some ways, but at this point, brain fog, and I will never forget this. Music used to play in my head at a very loud tone all day, every day, until I went to bed. And And like I said, sleep was not good. So I woke up in the morning and the music was louder and louder, and that went on for years. That was one of the worst of the symptoms ever. And I would say at this point, this is now 2011, quality of life is really poor. I thought it couldn't get any worse, but if I were to give it a number out of the worst, I would say I was probably about a 4 at that point. Trust me, I got to a 1 though. And after I saw the doctor in Texas, and I did what she told me to do, and things still wasn't getting any better, I definitely had given up then. And I just wrote it out for years after that. I said, I didn't even talk about it. I just, like, whatever. But I think what really hit me when I felt like, you know, I'd say about maybe 2015, I said, you know what, I feel like I'm going to die. That's when I started to realize I got to do something, because I have 2 kids and I'm feeling like I'm going to die, you know. So I said, you know what, let me start looking into this again. I'm forgetting the whole giving up thing. I'm going to start looking into this again. I always subscribe to a lot of the functional medicine doctors, and I get their emails, and sometimes I'll read them and sometimes I won't. And Dr. Hyman was definitely one of the ones that I, you know, loved his everything he had to say, you know. So one day an email popped up, and it was related to a series he came out with. And I thought the series was so different, because I've never seen any of them have a series come out. So I was like, you know what, let me read about it. So I read about it. It was called The Thyroid Secret. And so, of course, thyroid was always buzzing around me with my condition, even though it was all in my head. So I always felt it was related to my thyroid, and still know that it is related to my thyroid to some degree. But as you know, with autoimmune diseases, once one thing starts, another one, and then another one. So anyway, I decided to watch this series. And initially I didn't. I was like, I'm not watching. I'm wasting my time. It's just another waste of time. But then I remembered. I said, you remember you didn't want to give up, so you got to do everything it takes. So I said, you know, and it was done by Dr. Isabella Wentz. And I watched that first series, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. I was like, this is another world to me. I didn't know that, you know, that this type of help and these solutions were out there. I would say, I learned about AIP, which is, I still follow the AIP diet to today. I've added some things back in, some important things. And then I learned about LDN. And I was like, you know, as she spoke about LDN, I was like, it can't be. I've seen all these doctors, no one has ever said those 3 letters to me. No one has ever said that. So So I got more interested. I listened to, I think it was 12 shows in the series. So I even bought it and I listened to it again, and I even got the transcript and I read that. I got so into it, and I was like, you know, I think this is like late 2015 or early 2016 now coming in. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do everything she says and that. And I didn't know how I was going to get my hands on LDN, I'll be honest. So in late 2016, right, that's when I started to make all these changes. And then it was unbelievable and amazing. I started that AIP diet very strict along with the LDN. And when I started LDN, I got sick, and I was like, what am I doing wrong? Then I went and started doing the research, and I was taking too much of it. So I had to pull back a lot. I started to take like just 0.25. And like I said, I was doing the AIP then. I was doing everything very slowly. I wasn't taking any supplements. I was doing everything extremely slowly. And I realized that I just had a sensitive, very sensitive body. All of that exposed me to what was really going on. And I could almost say overnight, I just became a brand new person. I hit my 10 then with feeling my best. And that started in 2017, early 2017. That's when I started to change between the LDN and the AIP diet and that. I wouldn't say I'm a 10 still. I'm like a 9 now. Because, you know, a couple of little things are showing up, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, how to deal with those little things. But that's fine. That's fine. But since 2017 to today, 2020, I am doing a whole lot better. A lot of, I have even forgotten so many symptoms that I used to write down symptoms every so often just to remember. And I had to literally go back and read some of them just to be able to recall them. I'm running now. I do I didn't do a marathon, but I was a part of a relay team for a marathon recently, and I ran one of the legs, one of the longest legs. I always place in the runs too. I won on Saturday. I'm hoping to place in. And it's amazing how the change in me has just come about from just making, I'm not going to say the diet was easy, so let me say that. The diet wasn't easy, but I believe the diet was definitely helping the LDN to work, and the LDN was also just helping overall. Everything I could think of has pretty much just cleared up. I'm like I said, a brand new person, you know, and I can't believe how well I've done with just, again, the diet was very, very hard. The LDN was very easy. I just really had to pop a pill, but I had to learn how to use it pretty much. And I've been on it for the past 3 years, and I'm not planning to come off it anytime soon. When for me, I never thought it would be possible to come from where I was to where I am now. An unbelievable change. And if that can happen to me, that can happen to anyone. Over the past 3 years, well, even before I started LDN, I read a whole lot, and I couldn't believe what they were saying. And I wasn't a believer, because how could this one pill do so much things? So, but if I can sit here and tell you what I went through to get to the point I'm at with just the LDN and like I said, the diet, but I know I've read a whole lot of stories where people didn't change anything, and they're doing the LDN and they're fine. Then I'm definitely a believer that LDN can help in so many situations. So many people have approached me since I've changed my life, and a lot of people come to me and they notice the weight loss initially, because I've lost about 70 pounds now. So, and then when I tell them about the conditions I had and all that, they're even more amazed by it. And then I tell them about LDN, and then they're like, okay, it's hard for them to really believe, but you know, I'm sitting here and I'm telling you that this is real, and this is possible. And so I always make that a part of my story to people. If we can, as a country, be able to accept something like this, a very cheap drug to come into this country to help the many, many, many social the sicknesses we have in this country. And we have a whole lot of challenges. There's no joke about that, you know. We can see so much changes. It would be great if we can get a team of people who would be ready to back what LDN is able to do. Like I say, I can talk about it till I'm blue in the face. The problem here is getting access to it. I have to get mine out of the U.S. and brought in. Nobody here has it. I've tried to find it here. In fact, I've had a pharmacy or two really help trying to get it here. But I think because of the compounding side of it, it's where it's a challenge for them. I'm not sure. I don't know much about pharmacies, but I just know that they've had challenges. But if we can get a way to get it set up here, and for doctors to jump on and learn about this, and it's a lot of, if I can find the literature out there to show that this thing is real and this works, I'm certain they can also see it for themselves. It's side effect free. It's not like you're taking a chance on a drug that's gonna concern for your patient, you know, it's almost satisfactory. I mean, there's, I'm one of those who had the vivid dreams. That's fine. Who cares? I mean, I've had when I go up in dose, I'll have like a slight headache, but that goes away, and it's very small things compared to the suffering I had prior to that. And it's for people who are worse than me. And I would sit here and say, Serena, really? Someone's was worse than what you felt? But I know there are people who are worse than me, you know? Then I would say that it is something that we really have to consider using in this country for so many. I know it's not just for autoimmune diseases, cancer, and a whole lot of things. It helps. So if we could get on board, that would be an amazing thing for us. You know, we could see a lot of things change in this country.